Hello, everyone who is here for our 30-day success call. What a coaching marathon Corinne just did. All right. First, I'm Coach Betsy, and I think I don't need to change my name because Corinne brought me up. I'm going to bring up Coach Yesenia, who is going to be in the chat with y'all and also in the Q&A. So let me promote her. And let's get going with our 30-day success call. So this call is for anyone who wants to stay, even you elders who have been around. Let me pin myself. All right. Thanks, y'all. Love my hair. Yes, we need to book a little bit more time for Corinne in the future. But I've been here long enough, y'all, now. None of this was a surprise at all. We know Corinne goes a little long. Okay, so this is our 30-day success call. And again, this is for anyone in OBS, but especially for our members who've joined in the last 30 days. And we really want you all who have just joined, anybody who has just joined, give me a heart or a thumbs up or something like that, or tell me in the chat. I would love to see who all love it. Okay, we've got all kinds of hearts and thumbs up people. Okay, Annabelle, welcome. Linda, all you people. And I'm going to ask y'all to kind of participate in the chat a little bit on this call. So usually you will see Coach MJ here, but if you were on our last call, you heard Corinne say her sweet, sweet girls are home this weekend for the Easter holiday. And so I'm doing the call today, and I'm so excited to do this call because I haven't ever done a call like this. So this is really for new members. And so we want you all who have just joined to watch one of these calls live, just so you can ask questions or just participate and see what's going on here with No BS. But welcome, everyone. But if you have been around for a while and you just need a refresher and just a reminder of what we're doing around here in No BS, and after listening to that coaching call, I think there's probably a few of you all who may need just a little refresher on and just, you know, just a reminder of what we're doing here. So Coach Yesenia will be in the chat, and she's in all caps, so she is not yelling at you. She is spreading the information. She has just posted, as we speak, the link to the 30-day success guide. Y'all see I got my little tabs going, and so you can go there and print it out, but you don't have to, because you can just have a blank sheet of paper. You can have your iPad out or whatever, because we're going to be going through a few questions that I want you all to answer as we go along. So I am going to share my screen here, and we're going to do a little PowerPoint action. And I want y'all to let me know in the chat if you can see the 30-day success plan slide. Y'all, I used to get so nervous about sharing my screen and all that kind of stuff, and now I'm like, all right. So let's just go through. Good. I'm glad y'all can see it. And we're just going to go through here and go through a few slides. I'm just going to talk. If y'all have any questions, if you really have any specific questions you want me or Coach Yesenia to answer, and Yesenia, if you can answer any or all of them, go for it. I want you to put those in the Q&A box. And so that is different than the chat. And so for those of y'all that might be new to Zoom, the chat is just where we chat, and the Q&A box is where we ask Q&A. So it's pretty self-explanatory. But so this is what we're going to be doing here. So, all right, let me make sure I got my little, all right. Okay. It all starts with belief. Okay, y'all, this is again. For anybody who's just joined, or if y'all been around for a while and you just need a reminder about belief. And I've got a little bit of a different spin about belief, and I want to talk to y'all about it for a minute. I was thinking about this morning when I was prepping for this call, where it's like, I always say as a coach, and I work a lot with private clients here at NoBS, but I've been around forever, and I'm in with Facebook on y'all, with y'all. I'm in Ask Coaches. Been doing this for a long time. And I always say that my job, a big part of my job, is to have big belief in y'all, in every single one of y'all as a member of No BS. It's my job, it's Corinne's job, it's all the coaches' job, it's our community team. We all believe in you big. What I want y'all to work on, and really all y'all got to do, is have some little beliefs in yourself. And we're going to be talking about the difference between big belief and little belief. Big belief is, I think you can lose weight and keep it off for the rest of your life. I think you can achieve every dream that you want to ever achieve. Little belief is different. So let's just go through the slides here and I'll kind of explain all this. It says your ability to lose weight this month has nothing to do with your past. What you think about and do today impacts tomorrow's results. And this is what we're talking about here. All y'all got to have belief in is what you do today. It reminds me of what my good friend Mary Jo, who's on our community success team, she talked about quitting smoking years ago. And she said, you know what? All I had to do was believe that I wasn't going to smoke today. Tomorrow's a different day, but it's just today. And that's what I want y'all to focus on is, what can you do today to lose weight? Not in a year from now, not in 10 years from now, just today. That's what I mean by little beliefs. Do you believe that you can make a plan? Do you believe that you can stop a couple of bites before, you know, you have in the past? Do you think you can go to sleep, you know, get in bed 15 minutes earlier? Do you think you can drink a little bit more water today? Those are the little beliefs. Like, don't, y'all aren't ready for the big belief of, you know, some of y'all maybe, which is amazing, but others, more normal people, they're not ready to believe in these big dreams and goals yet. And that's okay. That's our job. Let us believe in y'all big and y'all believe in y'all small. And those are these day-to-day actions. So this is what it's going to kind of sound like for you to start to build these little beliefs in yourself. Instead of I just keep messing up, it's time to get good at things. I love these thoughts, y'all. And we're recording all of this. So, I mean, you all could watch this back, write these down, and these can be your power thoughts. Instead of this can't work for me, I could be wrong that it won't work. The success stories, I mean, think about the success stories. Y'all have read all the success stories or seen all the success stories. What if I don't lose all my weight? Is this the best use of my thinking? Sorry, I had to look around my monitor to see what it says. Because what if I don't lose all my weight is one of those pointless questions we talk about inside No BS. I'll probably screw up like last time. This time I'll use mistakes to learn from versus quitting over. That's a pretty amazing thought right there that you could start practicing. It's going to take so long to lose my weight. Each day, remember, we're just focusing on one day at a time here. Each day I keep going makes the journey shorter. I love that thought. Ooh, that's cool. So you might not be confident in your weight loss goal, and that's okay. Losing weight happens one bite at a time. I've been talking about one day at a time. Y'all, it's even less than that. It's one bite at a time, one moment at a time. So can you believe in the little things? Can you believe you'll slow down eating at dinner? You'll leave one bite of food behind to practice not cleaning your plate? Can you believe that you'll use the planner to see how you like it? Maybe just focusing on just writing down your food, and maybe not even the planner yet. Maybe it's just a blank sheet of paper. Can you believe that you'll plan at least one meal a day to get used to following a plan? Y'all can start with one meal a day. Doesn't even have to be every meal. Start smaller and smaller and smaller. Can you believe that you'll learn something new as you're going through the No BS course? Can you believe that you'll try some of the stuff that we ask you to do? Just one thing. Start small. I know y'all are in a hurry. I know y'all want to get this weight off, but this is how it works. Because we've been doing it differently before, and has it worked? No, because you wouldn't be here if it worked. That was my big power thought when I was losing weight. I've lost 70 pounds here with No BS twice. I gained it back once. And here I am again with my weight off, and I've kept it off now for almost 8 years. So Those of y'all who have regained over and over again, right there with you. None of us are special snowflakes, but you can learn to keep it off, to lose weight and keep it off for the last time, because I am evidence of that. Small beliefs are better than big beliefs in the beginning. They feel doable, and doable means you do shit. Doable means it's doable, right? We don't want to do stuff that's not doable. Perfection is not doable. Doing everything all at once at the beginning is not doable. Focusing on like months and months down the road instead of just today is not doable. The more small things you do, the more confidence and belief you build. You start to think things are easier than you thought. When things feel easy, you want to do more, and lasting momentum is created. Y'all, this is just science. Like, when things feel easy, you want to do more. And then as you keep doing more and then things feel easy, you start building momentum, and things feel easier and easier and easier. That's just how it works. So you might be thinking, I know some of y'all, my mind goes here too. Small things aren't good enough. But here's the thing. Have big things been good enough in the past? Have us overhauling our entire food life and cleaning out every, you know, pantry and cabinet and only buying, you know, bullshit diet food, has that worked? Has that been enough? No. What if? I just want y'all to ask, what if? What if small things could be enough? That's it. Just play around with that question. Play around with that question this week. Crashing and burning isn't good enough. Doing nothing isn't good enough. So small things done daily with ease equals weight loss that lasts. I love this picture, Corinne. All right. We're gonna get our guide out now. Do a little Q&A. But again, if y'all don't have the guide, just sit here and think about the answers. If y'all got a blank sheet of paper, just write down a blank sheet of paper. Name three things you can start believing. Let me tell y'all what page this is on. This is on page 4 of our guide. This is my first little bookmark. Name three things you can believe starting today. And I'd love to hear what y'all have to say in the chat. What are three things you can start believing today? Those small beliefs. What can you do today to start losing weight? That's what I want y'all to think about. I can write a plan. Yes, Janelle. And again, when I said the plan, we'll talk about more about the plan in a minute. But y'all, it doesn't have to be, you know, we'll talk about the planner and all of that. One meal a day. Christina's going to start with one meal a day. You don't have to do it all. We know what happens when we try to do it all. We burn out. We've all been there. I can stop it enough. You can practice stopping it enough. Right, Claudia? It's never going to be perfect, and it doesn't have to be. And that's the best news in the world. Drink more water. I can put away my iPad at 9 p.m. so I can get to sleep on time. I love that one, Sally. All right. So y'all are coming up with some great ideas. So I'm going to move along here. All right. So, and here's some examples. I can listen to the No BS Weight Loss course instead of talking myself out of it. You know, you can just press play on one lesson. I can start the day with a glass of water instead of a flight of dieting ideas. Just drink that water, down it. I'm going to hear things I don't think I can do, but I'm going to try anyway. Trying is the key. All right, defining success. This, we've kind of got a different definition of belief here at No BS, and we kind of got a different definition of success. Because success has been bastardized by the diet industry. We're no longer waiting on weigh-in day to feel good in ourselves. Give me some hearts. Give me some love for the Weight Watchers. Been there, done that. Weighed in every Friday at noon back in the day. And y'all know what happened right after we walked out of that meeting. Well, I got a whole nother week to lose weight. Let me just take myself out to lunch, right? All that we focused on was that number on the scale on Friday at noon. That's not what we do right here at No BS. We focus on our successes and our successes outside that number on the scale every single day, multiple times a day, because that's how this works long term. The only way for weight loss to not feel like it takes fucking forever. Y'all know I love to talk about how I love it's like my job to say fuck. Sometimes I have the best job ever, is to make each day better by spotlighting and finding real successes. And y'all, that's what our coaches are here for. If you can't find a success each day, and I don't care if you've eaten your face off all day, if you are looking for a win or you're looking for a success and you can't find one, you get into our Facebook group, you get into Ask Coaches, and you ask, because I bet you money on it, I can find you a win no matter what. I can find you a win and a success every single day of your life. And you can start with, you got out of bed. You can start with, I brushed my teeth. I mean, we got to redefine success as the small, small things. Okay. All right. So here's kind of what like our, like kind of a journey in No BS can look like. Where month one, you start losing weight, right? You start making these small changes. You notice when you talk nasty to yourself and reach out for new ways to think versus just eating. Like those thoughts that I gave you in the other slide, you start kind of thinking about those thoughts and thinking, okay, I could think this instead of beating myself up. The second month, your hunger cues aren't such a mystery like the first month. You're just getting back to listening to your body. You finish the No BS course and start your first pathway. We'll talk about pathways in a minute. People start noticing you seem to be less stressed and a little bit happier on some days. Month three, your clothes are getting a little bit looser. You can go up the stairs without getting winded. I remember that happened, y'all, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm not dying after I went up these stairs. Something is happening here. You listen to No BS more than the news. We have a lot of our members who are listening just, you know, in the car on the way to work. And you hit Queen's Club. Queen's Club is for our members who have lost 25 pounds or more. Some members reach it in month three. Some members reach it in year three. But Queen's Club is there for you. And it's an amazing milestone for a lot of our members. And here is our slide about the planner. So give me some hearts, give me some love who loves our No BS planner, our 30-day planner. So this is where you plan your food, where you really plan your thoughts for the day. And again, a lot of our members don't fill out every single blank on the planner. We don't get into that perfectionist bullshit here at No BS. No BS women don't do that. I'm a recovering, I'll call myself a recovering perfectionist, but I just found that didn't work for me. So inside the planner, we have the habit tracker, which who loves our habit tracker, where you can track all, and this is what we're talking about with wins. Your weight is nowhere on this habit tracker. That number on the scale ain't on here. This is where we track all these habits that we're practicing. Whether it be planning, assessing, following your plan, getting your water and sleep in. Maybe if you enjoy exercise, it's where you track your exercise. This is how we find more wins and successes outside of that number just on the scale. Okay. We have our weekly weight and assessment page. We have all these separate worksheets that are all totally optional. And you're not going to do all these worksheets at first. It's just not doable. That's not doable for you right now. And we don't want you to. You don't get, you know, counted off for not doing these worksheets. You meet yourself where you are and you do what's doable for you right now. Our assessments help you see the potential of what you can learn and things like that. NSV is non-scale victory. That's what I'm talking about. We use that term kind of... We use that term a lot around here because we really want to focus on non-scale victories, because that number on the scale is only one success. It's only one victory, but there is so much more to celebrate here. The 24-hour plan helps you think before you commit. All right. So get your guide back out again. Let me see. We are on page 5. This is where we start to get specific. With for you new members, like this is like, okay, what are we going to commit to? And then what are we going to just put to the side for now? So how are you going to do the planner? And let me kind of, I'm going to show you this at the end real quick, but I'm going to show you the planner page, the page on the website at the end. But are you going to write out your planner? Or are you going to do like me and use your iPad? There's different options, but again, we're not getting confused about this. We're not getting overwhelmed. We are literally can use a sticky note for the first few months where, okay, this is what I plan to eat. And then next to it, either check mark, I ate it, or this is what I ate instead. We're not getting into the confusion and overwhelm, y'all. That's just not what, that's not what works. That's not what works. Okay. So are you going to, you know, how are you going to do your planning? When are you going to make your 24-hour plan? That's another really important decision. We're also really big on decision-making around here at NoBS. We got to make a decision. Otherwise, our brain's like, we'll do it later. Let me go do this first, then I'll come back and make that plan. Nope. We got to make the decision and commit to it no matter how much we don't want to in the moment, because that's normal too. I don't want to get out of bed every morning. I don't want to brush my teeth in the morning. I don't want to do anything. But we do stuff we don't want to do all the time. Okay. Okay. Let's see. So to me, success in the next 30 days looks like, this is like the doable, what does doable success look like for you? Right? Realistic success. How much weight do you want to lose? How do you want to feel in your body? This is how we get beyond just the number on the scale. How do you want to feel in your body after 30 days? Do you want to like have less reflux? Do you want to be like less winded when you go up the stairs? Like, do you want to be able to fit into an airline seat a little, you know, airplane seat a little bit easier? This is where we get real specific with what we want our results to be outside the number on the scale. Describe how you want to feel around food in 30 days. Do you want to be a little bit less like thinking about food all the time? Do you want to be like a little bit less like, do you want to feel more in control around food and like wanting to be, you know, wanting it to feel easier, a little bit easier to stop at enough? Not like super easy yet. I mean, I'm about to have a meal here in just a little while, and yeah, I'm probably going to like get to enough and not want to stop, but it feels a lot easier than it used to because I know how I want to feel. I know that I want to maintain my weight, and I've worked on that for a long time, and you can too. What else might I be thinking, feeling, or doing in 30 days that would feel like success? Okay, so this is just where you get to get creative about like what success looks like for you. Okay. Commit to your unique path. Okay. We love to talk about the three types of NoBS members. And I want our members in here to talk about what kind of member you are. We got the basic bitch. We got the moderation mama. And we got the deep dive diva. Yesenia, you too. What are you? I like to call myself, really most of the time, I'm a basic bitch. I don't want to spend a ton of time. I work here, but I don't want to spend a ton of time on making my plan and assessment, or I want to just get it done, get in and get out. And then I got other stuff I want to spend my time on. I don't do a ton of extras. I'm going through a course all the time, but I don't have five courses going on at one time. I use the planner. I've completed the NoBS weight loss course several times now, as long as I've been around. And I really just focus on the basics. I just focus on the basics and, you know, tracking all of that. Now, sometimes I'm a moderation mama, you know, and we can kind of move around depending on the seasons of our lives and things like that. So it's not like we're stuck in one place. The moderation mama has a few more minutes a day to get Corinne in her ear. So like, I listen to Corinne a lot, so that's where I'm kind of, you know, maybe I'm kind of on the line. She chooses one extra thing that she might want to do. So she uses the planner and completes an OBS weight loss course. That's across the board for everybody. And then doesn't sacrifice an OBS with the extras. Ooh, that's an interesting, interesting, like, sentence. Because our No BS weight loss course is the be all end all. Everything else is extra. The Facebook group, listening to the calls, all of that is extra. But the No BS weight loss course that we ask you to complete with the four modules, and we've got the brand new modules 3 and 4 that just came out this month, that is where the magic happens, y'all. And that is on our website at nobswomen.com. All right, deep dive diva. Where are my deep dive divas at? Doesn't overwhelm easily with content, gets excited about it. Y'all, I ain't no deep dive diva. I think about all the courses and I'm like, oh, I got to do it all. I got to do all right. I just won't do anything. And so I am not a deep dive diva very often, but some of y'all are. Some of y'all dive right in. You don't get overwhelmed. You love it. You just swim around in that. That's why it's called deep dive. You just swim around in all of our content and you love it. Okay, that's great for you, but that's not everybody. You schedule the extras that you want to do. But then just like all the other members, you use the planner and you complete the No BS weight loss course, and you don't sacrifice the No BS weight loss course for any of the extras, because that's really what's most important. It's built, our program is built to support you, no matter who you are, because you will probably fall in, you'll fall in one of those categories. And again, you may move around, you may kind of be in between, but it's for everyone. There's so much more here than you need. We like to call it the Netflix of weight loss. Like, you wouldn't get on Netflix and be like, oh my gosh, okay, I have to listen, well, I have to watch every single show and movie. Let me start with just the first one I see, and then I will just continue. And, you know, it's like, no, you watch what you want to watch. You watch what you enjoy. You watch what you really, you know, what really works for you. And then you leave the rest. And so take what you want and leave the rest behind. So your guide, once again, let's go back to our guide. It has a really good description of the different types of members. And then we're going into kind of the features of No BS. Okay, I'm watching my time here. So who loves our private member podcast? Who's been around for a while? So this is just an amazing, amazing feature with No BS. So some, we know some of y'all are, y'all got commutes, you're driving around, you know, you're walking or whatever, and you want to listen to us on the go. And so this is what our private member podcasts are about. But if you are new, again, we're not getting overwhelmed, right? We're not trying to do all the things at the beginning. The only one, I wish I could, like, you could see me point, but you can't. The only podcast I want y'all to download is the No BS weight loss course. It's that first one that's in the upper left-hand corner. The other ones are the extras we talk about. They're all the replays of our coaching calls. They're all the the bonus workshops that we have. Their quick hits are like our little kind of bite-sized little messages for you. They're extra. And if you are, especially if you are a basic bitch or a moderation mama, totally focus on the No BS weight loss course for right now. Okay. And there are instructions on, y'all get emails and there are instructions on how to download that, but I'll show you all that in a minute. As coaches, okay, so this is one of my faves. I'm a little biased. I'm the head coach here at No BS, and this is where our coaches get to shine. So As Coaches is this amazing feature on our website at nobswomen.com, and you can ask a question to a coach anytime, 24 hours a day. And within 48 hours, usually less, but within at least 48 hours, you will get an answer from one of our amazing coaches. We have 10 amazing coaches that work here, and it is just an honor to work with them and to lead them every day. And y'all, Ask Coaches is magic. And here's the thing, you don't even have to ask a question. You get to actually go in and read answers. The picture in the upper left-hand corner is where you get to go and read the question and answers of other members. And so it is just a guarantee that you're going to learn something when you go in there and look. Okay. So you can post a question or read answers from members. All questions are anonymous, so your name is not on the questions, and then they're answered within 48 hours. Our live coaching calls and replays. Some of y'all were on Corinne's coaching calls, a coaching call earlier today. And so we record everything. here in OBS. I mean, I can't think of anything we don't. Well, we have one like little tech help call that we don't record. But other than that, everything that's really, really helpful to you is recorded, and we put it in our call replays, and they're posted every Tuesday and Friday. And then we have our amazing Facebook community. But here's the thing about Facebook, y'all. This is what we like to call, what we like to say about Facebook. Facebook is our recess. Y'all, everybody had recess back in the day, right? Facebook is our recess. You get to go and play, and you get to talk and ask questions and things like that. But that's really where more of the fun happens. I mean, and all this is fun, but NoBSWomen.com, which is our website, and every one of you all has a, you know, unique login, and you go in there and you can see everything. That is like school. That's like our school here. That's NoBS school. And then our Facebook group is like recess. Now, you might get some good questions answered. You might, a coach might see you in there, but I kind of think about it like we're, you know, if like teachers out on the playground, they don't see everything that goes on. My mom was a teacher for a long time. She's got stories. But on the playground, yeah, we don't answer all the questions. We don't see everything. But in Ask Coaches on our website, we see every single one of those questions. And so that's where your questions get answered for sure. And then Facebook is the fun recess. Just connect with people, find an accountability partner, all that kind of stuff. Okay. It's a drama-free place. We don't do no drama. You know, now the recess back in, you know, fourth grade, there was some drama, but we don't do drama. We shut it down very quickly if we see any. Okay. So we are just a big old love fest in there. Everybody's supporting everybody, cheerleading, motivation, support. And we also have amazing subgroups. So go to NoBSWomen.com and look up all of our subgroups for different people. We have an amazing LGBTQ plus group. We have a subgroup for women, our NoBS women who've had weight loss surgery. We have a teacher subgroup. We have just all kinds of individual groups that you might identify with. Okay. Accountability groups. I was mentioning accountability group a minute ago. We actually, on our website at NoBSWomen.com, you can actually request to be part of an accountability group. And that, who is in an accountability group here on the chat? Tell me how many. Tell me your name. There is a mom of young kids subgroup, Jennifer. So go to NoBSWomen.com, click on the Facebook, the tab that says Facebook on the left, and you will see it. Yesenia has posted the link to the direct link to ask for an accountability group. But I would love to see if any of y'all feisty first timers. Oh my gosh, I love the names, y'all. It's like my favorite thing, these names y'all come up with your accountability groups. So I tell you, it makes weight loss easier. It makes you lose weight. I mean, you know, I just know that being in an accountability group, and sometimes it does take you a couple of groups to find your fit and to find your people, but our members are more successful if they're in an accountability group most of the time. Okay. Because you just have people that you can bounce ideas off of and all that kind of stuff. Okay. So monthly weight loss challenges. So this is the other thing we have going on that is totally optional, but it's so much fun inside of our membership. So this month we are really focusing on modules 3 and 4 of the NoBS weight loss course because they're new, they're hot off the presses. And so, but every month we just have some kind of fun challenge going on, and it's just a way to kind of stay engaged and connect with our other members. There are these amazing prizes. Oh my gosh, this month, guess what the prize is? For participating in the challenge, and you actually fill out a little form and send it to us, y'all can get 4 individual sessions, coaching sessions with Corinne. Somebody is going to win that. Okay. So pretty amazing, pretty amazing. All right. So it's just a way for you to stay connected to the community and also move forward in your journey here with NoBS. So I love it. Coach Yesenia says she still meets with one of her original accountability partners from way back when. And y'all, it's just, we're a special place here. There are just some amazing, amazing women in here. And I just encourage you to, and I'm a basic bitch, and I'm kind of like a, a shy person. Like I'll be someone who just kind of reads a lot in the Facebook group. I don't do a lot of posts and things like that. And that's okay. That's okay. If that's who you are, you can also connect with people if you really want to. Okay. So, because it's just such a safe place with our members. Okay. We're almost getting through everything. All right. So here's our homepage that has our six steps. And this is just kind of what your journey can look like on the homepage. You're using your planner daily, and this is kind of, like how long does it take? A lot of times when you're new, we're like, okay, how much time should I be spending on No BS every day? 5 minutes a day on your planner, y'all. 5 minutes a day. I know it's like, no way. And it's like, yes, you really can spend that much, especially if you're just starting off with just writing down your food. It's like, okay, let's just make a decision. Let's commit to something. And let's just take 5 minutes. So you write down your food and then you assess at the end of the day or the next morning with what you ate. Just start there. Start there. Lori's like, yep, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Completing an OBS course, the entire course is less than 5 hours and it's divided up into 4 modules. So you'll see, like, I think each video is like less than, I mean, like 10 to 15 minutes or less. I listen to everything on like 2x speed because you can adjust the speed on the podcast or on the videos online. Speaking of the private member podcast, joining an accountability group or the Facebook group to just kind of connect with other people if that works for you. And then when you've completed the NoBS weight loss course, we go into pathways. And that's where you really focus on. We have this fun little quiz that you can take, and then you can figure out kind of what your next learning is. Okay. I think this is the last thing we're going to do to use our guide. And so are you a deep dive diva? Here we go. We're on page 12. Are you a deep dive diva, moderation mama, bottom line bitch? What makes me think this type of No BS woman is a good fit for me? And I think that's a really good question, because like sometimes we think if we're a basic bitch, like we're not good enough. Like we have to be a deep dive diva. Y'all, this is why we talk about this. Because a basic bitch is just as good as a deep dive diva and moderation mama too. Like what works for you? What if anything could be good enough? Just depending on what else you have going on in your life, what season of life you're in. This is where we get caught up, y'all. We think it's not good enough and then we quit. But that's not what we do around here, okay? What No BS extras do I want to do? So this in the guide, it gives you like a little list. And again, you just like intentionally choose, like, what do you want to do? Or do you want to do any extras? Or do you only just want to focus on the No BS weight loss course? I'm telling y'all, I'm basic bitch. I'm like, y'all, I got other shit going on in my life. Like, I want to lose weight. But if all I got to do is an OBS weight loss course and, you know, these extras are just extra, then this is what I want to do. What extras are not a good fit for me? Even though one day they might be. And then if I'm done with an OBS weight loss course, which pathway am I going to choose going forward? Okay. And then, all right, I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to go on the website real quick for the few minutes that I have left, because I think this is important for us to get. Okay. Yesenia, I think you're handling the Q&A. So I was just checking in on that. All right. So as we wrap up, let's go into just the website. I've mentioned a lot on the website, but this is like the front page of the website. And y'all see, let me kind of make it a little bit bigger. You will see how we have our six steps. Y'all, we try to keep it as easy as we can for y'all. Six steps, that's it. Okay. So new member quick start, that is number one over here on the left-hand side. I really encourage y'all, if you're brand new, that you watch this. It's just a welcome from Corinne, but it does give you a lot of basic information. A lot of that's been included in this call, but just, I mean, it's short videos, and just watch that. Let's go back. And again, this is nobswomen.com. Step two, print or download your planner, y'all. It's number two, right under here. And then step three is the No BS Weight Loss Course. Actually, let me click on the planner real quick. This is what the planner looks like. You can download it and print it. We also have all these instructions on if you want to use your iPad, if you want to get it printed from FedEx. It costs about like $19, something like that. Some of y'all like getting it printed and writing into it. So that we just give you every option here and just to make it possible for everybody. Then the No BS Weight Loss Course. This is it, y'all. This is the thing where this is how you learn how to lose weight and keep it off with no BS, period. If you only focused on this, you can lose weight, keep it off, achieve your dreams, move on with your life. Okay. Step four is the private member podcast. I mentioned the podcast and I talked about kind of the four types of podcasts, but right now, what do y'all need to focus on? No BS Weight Loss Course. And this gives you very clear instructions on how to download the course or download the podcast. One other thing that I want to tell you about, y'all see this little blue question mark? Tell me in the chat what the little blue question mark is for. What is the blue question mark for? It's actually not for us coaches. Good guess, Stacy. This little question mark down here is to email our support. Yes, customer service. That's exactly right. It's on every single page of our website. And that is how you get immediate help. Ask Coaches is great too. But if you have a question about anything, if you have a question about anything, go to Ask Coaches or go to our blue question mark. We'll get an answer for you. But this blue question mark goes to our customer service department. So it's not, you know, it's not coaching questions over there. It's more tech questions, account questions, billing questions, all that kind of stuff. But if it's a coaching question and you want to answer that, ask that there, they'll get it to us. Okay. So don't get confused about that. Okay. I'm just going to show y'all a couple bit more pages here and then we're going to get out of here. So here's all of our information about the Facebook subgroups, our community. Look at all these subgroups, y'all. Maintenance, Women of Color, Queens Club, After You Lose 25 Pounds, Binge Support Group. That's an amazing community we have. 55 Plus, all of these are available to you. Okay. And then this is also where you join an accountability group. You can click on that little tab over there. And then this is where you would sign up for an accountability group. And then our last step and everything else kind of down below is just extra stuff. This is where after you finish the No BS Weight Loss Course, you would choose one of our pathways. And so I said that there's like a fun little quiz. This is that black button right here. This is where you would take that quiz and you kind of figure out what your next step is inside No BS. Okay. And so I just really encourage y'all to get on the website and just click around. You can't mess anything up. You can't, you know, change anything. Just get it. Go to nobswomen.com and just click around. Click on all these tabs. See what we have to offer you. And just take advantage of what you want and leave the rest for now. It will always be here if and when you're ready. Okay? All right, y'all. I am going to stop sharing. And like I said, I got Easter lunch waiting on me. So I am going to get out of here. I know some of our members are celebrating Easter. Some are celebrating Passover. Some are celebrating Ramadan. Others are just celebrating the coming of spring. Others are celebrating just it being a Sunday afternoon. So I just want to welcome everyone to No BS and welcome back anyone who may have come back. Any of you all have been members for a while and you just wanted to stay for this call and I bet you learned something or you got reminded of something today. Okay. So again, any questions at all, go to Ask Coaches, click on that blue question mark. We are here to help you. Okay. All right. Welcome. And we'll see you inside. No BS. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.